not going to come from the tzibur, because it's going to be privately owned. This one shomer, he owns this wheat or owns the barley, and is giving it to us. That's not called the carbon tzibur. So Rabbi Yossi Olds were not afraid, because when the yochid gives it over, zicha makdim with the hegdish, it becomes like belongs to the tzibur. And he says, Rabbonim are afraid, maybe this yochid, the shomer, won't do it with complete das. He won't have das to be makdim with the hegdish, so it will still remain his. That's why it's usher. But if he really would have had enough das, he would also be masking its mutter. Just Rabbonim are choshes, maybe he won't be makdim, give it over to the tzibur, b'leif sholim. That's why you shouldn't take it from a yochid. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not afraid of that. If a yochid gives over his private stuff to the tzibur, we could take it, and he's makdim, that also remains a carbon tzibur. So the Gemara. Ma ro zaman atze kahanim v'yom limonis. That really, there's a Mishnah in Tainis that says 9 times of the year, there are special times when special kahanim have a right to be menada, to give a present of wood for the atze marocha. Even though usually the aloch is when you bring it, but there's a special time that 9 different people have a right to bring it. It's a Mishnah in Tainis. Chasha zamanim yuchodim il nitvas eitzim la marocha. Ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisan, this Kahan and this Beis Av of Bnei Arach Ben Yehuda, they have a right to do it. And the Chof Betamiz is Bnei David Ben Yehuda, they do it. So Gemara asks the question now, what's Pshan that Gemara the Antinus? How come at special times of the year, these special Kahanim have the right to bring wood for the Maruchim, even though there's plenty of wood stacked away already? How come we accept from these people? So Gemara says, Ela Bishor Sholu Yisro Menagoyla. Bishas, the beginning of the binyan by Yisheni, when they came out of Golis, v'leimotzu eitzim b'lishcha. At that time, they were stuck that they did not have any wood in the lishcha. V'yom du'elu. Now these kahanim got up v'nisnatvu eitzim shalatzvam, like they gave away their own wood to the marocha for the Beis Hamikdash. O mosrum l'tzibur, and they gave it over to the tzibur. V'korvu mehem kabonis tzibur, and because of these people that gave their wood, they were able to bring kabonis a korban tzibur. So that's the first year they were menadev, they lifted up themselves and gave the wood. So Melo v'histnu imoyim neviim, the neviim at that time made a takonam, shebeneim, but the neviim at that time, sha'afilo lishcha m'layetim, in the future, in the coming years, even if you have a time that the lishcha, the warehouse, is full of wood, they have enough wood for the yatzei marocha, still, v'yamdu elu, but these kahanim want to come at these special days, v'nisnatvu etzim, mishal atzmon, and they come now and give us their own private wood. Shelo yehe karben miskarv elu mishalhem. But that was the takonim, that we go and stop, we don't use the wood we have from before, but we accept their wood they bring on these special days, and we use it. That was the takonim. Now since the first year, these were the people that gave the wood, so the Rav Neviyah made a takonim for generations from then on, they have a right to their special days, their 9 special days of the year, the Gemara Tainus brings down, that we accept the wood from these special kahanim. Now, Ela Mishlem Tchila. So Amar Rav Acha to Rav Yosi, has this Gemara in Tainis goes according to Rav Yosi, now Mishnah, because this was privately owned wood, and these Kahanim gave it over to the Gizbur, gave it over to the Rabbim, that they could use it for the Kabbonis Sibur. Since even though it's thought out to be privately owned, a private person is allowed to give his things to the Tzibur. That's like the Yesi in our Mishnah. That the Shomer, even though he owns the wheat, he's allowed to give it over to use for the Shtei Lechem. That's what Rabacha says. But according to the Rabbonim of our Mishnah, this will not come out, this Din HaTainis, because they don't have a right to accept from a private person. But Rabbi Yesi says no. Af Horoitze Misnadev Shoy Mechinim. No, this is what the Rabacha does say. Rabacha, again, Amar Rabacha, the Rabbi Yosi, this goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah says, Aforetzim is not Vashem Mechinim, is, yeah, that even a private person could give over his own wheat for the Korban Tzibur. So that's the Din of Tainus also, the private people give their wood. Rabbi Yosi, Vashem Rabbi Loi, says no Divri Hakoli. Okay, the Gemara in Tainus goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbonah in our Mishnah. And there's a Chilik. Ma Pligin, what's the difference? The gufen shall korban, aber b'machshire korban, kuli alma moidi, shu mishtane korban yochel korban tzibur. When does Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah? That's only the korban itself. Like here we're talking about the wheat that you're going to use for the shtei alechem, or else for the barley you're going to use for the korban oimer. So we don't accept the barley or the wheat from a private person. That's like the korban itself. That's what the Rabbanan in our Mishnah say. We don't accept from a private person his private wheat. Mashenk and the Gemara in Tainis is not talking about the korban itself. you're accepting wood. Wood is called a machshir. It's only something that prepares you in order to bring the carbon, but it's not the carbon itself. So the machshire carbon, there everybody's maskim, we accept it from a private person, because he'll be maked with now to the rabbin. There we don't make any chashim, maybe you won't be maked with b'lei sholem, because that's not the carbon. A tikak poda that has to belong to the rabbin is the carbon itself or the wheat itself, not so much the machshire carbon. Maratona we learned. Kamari Numa. Isha she'asa sa kisaynas libna. Hey, the mother of a kohen, she went to make for a son big dekuna. She went to make a kesainis for her own son. Is ksheira, the son that's a kohen, is allowed to wear this kesainis now. He can use it when he does the avoid in the base of Migdish. Even though usually the begodim of the kohanim were bought from the money of a tzibur, it had to be belong to the tzibur. Sakura, how could the mother make the kesainis for a son? It's called a beged yochid. It's not a big dekuna that belongs to the rabbim. That there it is, the bavach at the smerenel with seber. The mother has to blame shalom, give over this ksonis to the seber. So now this ksonis belongs to the seber, therefore the son is allowed to use it. The Gemara says, Omer Rabacha again to Rabbi Yosi. Had this Gemara in Yuma also only goes according to Rabbi Yosi of Al Mishnah. That Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Afaroitzim is not the Shoy Mechinim. That Rabbi Yosi in Al Mishnah says, even the Yochid, the private watcher, when he acquires the wheat or the barley, it's privately owned by himself. He's allowed to give it over to the carbon for a carbon seber. So this din in Gemara Yuma, that a mother of the kohen can make her own to the son a private kesainis, goes according to Rabbi Yosi. And again, no, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Loi, divrei akoli, else no, that Gemara Yuma goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbanin of our Mishnah. My peligun, what's the difference? The gufrench a carbon, again, when did the Rabbanan al Mishnah say a yochid, a private person, can't give it over to the Rabbim? That's the wheat or the barley that we're going to use for the mincha itself. Abu b'machshire carbon. But over here, it's not the animal itself, it's only the begodim, the clothing, that the Kohanim wear, the big dekuna, kol amma moidi shumishtane carbon yochid, the carbon tzibur. Everybody holds that a carbon yochid, a privately owned beged, could be given over to the tzibur. Now it's called belonging to the tzibur, and it's kashat used for big dekuna. It's the big dekun also has to belong to the rabbin. Yeah. So tomorrow, mas nisin pligi al Rabbi Yosi. So Shalom, you have to change the girsa. The going change the girsa, mas nisin pligi al Ravacha. That the Mishnah, we have a Mishnah that's going to argue on Ravacha soon. That Ravacha before was the one that said that all these halachas that a private person could give over to the Beis HaMikdash only goes according to Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. But the Rabbanan argue all over. Even by Machshire Korbin, Rabbi Ach holds that the Rabbanan say a yochid, private person, cannot give it over. So we're going to say now there's a Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Ach. His Matthias and Pliger Rabbi Yosim is according to Rabbi Ach. It says what? Oysen Hayomim. Those 9 days that was brought down the Gemara in Tainis, 9 special days that different Kahanim are allowed to be Menadav, give the wood to the Atzim Rocha, Noigin B'Shas Korbin, B'Shlei B'Shas Korbin. It's called the Yomter for them, that they're not allowed to fast on those days, whether it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, or even after the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Still, it was Kaveya, those days are a yomtiv for those Kahanim, and they're not allowed to fast on those days. That's what it says. That Oysayam, those 9 days, Noigim B'Shas Korban, even when you have the Beis HaMikdash, B'Shlei B'Shas Korban. Rabbi Yosi says, Einan Noigim Elo B'Shas Korban B'Vad. Rabbi Yosi says, no, that din, that the Kahanim that give the wood have a shame yomtiv, it's only bizman de Beis HaMikdash when they actually give the wood. But shalei bizman Beis HaMikdash is not called the yomtiv to them. The Kohanim, the Rabbonin, argue on Rabbi Yosi and say no, even bizman there's no Beis HaMikdash, still it's called the yomtiv for them. Now the Rabbonin that argue on Rabbi Yosi, you see, they're masking to this din, that these Kahanim, these Yechidim, are allowed to give over the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, a Yochid could give over for a carbon seber. So according to Rav Acha, that's a kasha. Rav Acha says that even for machshirim korban, only it goes according to Rabbi Yosi. But the Rabbanan argue even machshirim cannot be given over from a yochid. And here it says clearly the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yosi held no, that it was called the yomtiv for these kohanim, because they were allowed to give their own private wood, even bizman there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, not like Rav Acha, that like the other man the Yom say, that by a hechsher korban, even the Rabbanan amoida, that a private person could give it over to the tzibur. The Yoid Minador, another writing we have for this, the Tanya. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Bei Rebbe Tzadik. Ono Hayino Mevnei Sanoi, Ben Binyamin. We were the Kanim, we were the people from this Mishpocha, Bnei Sanoi Ben Binyamin. Vechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos. It once came out that Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. Now the day that this mishpacha b'nei sanoim, that day to minadya to give the wood was asara b'av, the 10th day of Av. That was a yomta for them. So once came out, the tishvav came out on Shabbos. So when do you fast in such a year? V'dachinu waitzlo mitzoy Shabbos. The fast of tishvav is pushed off till Sunday, which is the 10th day of Av, which is this b'nei mishpacha is yomtiv. V'yinu masanin v'loy mashlimim. Since it's a yomta for us, we fasted like half a day, but we were not mashlim, we did not finish the tainus. So you see clearly that even according to Rabbanan Shita, it was called the yomta for those kahanim. They were allowed to be menadeh of their own private wood, and it was called the yomta for them. And here it's the right of course from say even after the Beis Hamikdash, because the bizman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, the klayisol did not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. There was no tainus Tisha B'Av bizman the Beis Hamikdash. It's only after the churban abayis that there was a tainus of Tisha B'Av. So this Gemara is going now after the Beis Hamikdash, and still it says clearly it was still a yomta for those kahanim. But we see again that not only according to Rabbi Yossi, even according to the Rabbanan, those kahanim were allowed to give over their wood to the Beis Hamikdash, and it was called the Yochid gave over his private stuff to the Korban Tzibur, and it was used for a Korban Tzibur. So even though the Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, that's only by the Korban or the wheat itself that you use for Korban. But the Hechshir for the Korban, that the Rosh Maskim you could give over. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha'omer u'shtei halechem v'lechem ha'ponim v'chol karbonas ha'tzibur." He says, "All the karbonas ha'tzibur were bought with this money from the Trumas Halishcha." So the Gemara, "Mas nisin Reb Yishmael," we skip this real. "Tamon tanina," we learned over there. "Kol karbonas ha'yochid v'ha'tzibur boyin." All the regular carbon that a yochid has to bring, or even a carbon that a tzibur has to bring, any type of an animal, boyin min oritz or min chutz loritz. The animal does not have to be born or raised in Eretz Yisrael. You can bring an American animal, American lamb, to Eretz Yisrael, and use it for your carbon if you want. It can even be brought from Chutz Loritz. Min ha'chodesh min ha'yoshin. If it's a mincha, whether the tfua was grown this year or whether it was grown last year. By all menachas, there's no din where the wheat has to come from. Chutz, excluding only min ha'omer shtei halechin. The only two karbonis are oimer, that's the carbon that's brought of barley the second day Pesach, and shtei alechem, that's the mincha that's brought on Shavuos from wheat. Shein boyin ele min achodesh, that this wheat and barley could only come from the new crop that was grown this year. Or min oritz, and it could only be from wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why our Mishnah says that they used to have shomrei svichim shvius, that on Shavuos, the seventh year, that there wasn't that much wheat or barley grown, it was only the barley that was grown by itself, they had to make sure that a shomer watches part of it, that it should be around to bring the oimer neshtei lechem from. So that's how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. Marafuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rabbi Shmuel. And our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. To Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Eino oimer bo min asuria. The barley that you use for the bring the carbon oimer cannot even come from Surya. Even though Surya is right outside Eretz Yisrael, and with the Rabbanan that has certain dinim like Eretz Yisrael, but since Lamais is not Eretz Yisrael mamish, you can't bring the barley from Surya. So that's what our Mishnah also holds like that. Tamon Taninen, we learned in another place, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, that Asara Kedusha saying, there are 10 different types of kedushas in this world. Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mikol harotzes. Eretz Yisrael has more kedusha than any other land of the world. O mahi kedushasa, what's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemavien mimena ho'aymer babikurim. That's from fruits, from the barley here, that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you bring the oymer from. Hu adim de bikurim, that's what you bring from any one of the shiva saminim that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to bring bikurim. The first one that's grown, you bring it to the kohen. Ushtei lechem, hu adim de mincha we bring on Shavuos, only comes from the new wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ashein mevi'in kain michol harotzes. That these you can't bring from any other place, only from Eretz Yisrael. And so this b'raith also, this mishnah also, Reb Chiyah b'shem Reb Yirmiyah, to Reb Yishmael, this mishnah also goes according to Reb Yishmael. To Reb Yishmael, Amr Reb Yishmael, Shittur is, Eino Eimer Bo Min Asurya, that you're not allowed to bring the barley for the Korban Eimer, even from the land Syria, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Rabbanan has certain demon like Eretz Yisrael, still you can't bring it. It has to be brewed from the barley grown in Eretz Yisrael itself. Tamom Taninen, we learned over there, Yishalmi and Shvius, We have Yishmoel Oimer, another drasha. Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like the Torah says on Shviyas and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow. So plowing, there's never a mitzvah to plow anything. So the Torah says you're not allowed to plow, which means you can't plow of Rishus. For your own private usage, you can't plow on Shabbos or on Shviyas. Is Af Ketzir, the same way the Pasuk says you can't cut off wheat or tfuah on Shabbos or on Shviyas, I'll tell you Rishus. You're not allowed to cut off something for your own private use. Ma'ashen ken yotzo Ketzir oimer shu mitzvah. That Ma'ashen ken, when you want to cut off the barley to use for the korban oimer, which is you're cutting it now, le mitzvah, because you have to cut it off l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah oimer, it could even be done on Shabbos. That's his drasha. That, oh, what's also to do on Shabbos? A harish and a ktsira. I mean, just like harish is always a rishus, such a cutting off is also also on Shabbos. But a cutting off, that's a mitzvah, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Kidaite. Rabbi Shmuel goes according to Yeshita. To Rabbi Shmuel, Kidaite to Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Shmuel, the Yomar, he says, Ein oime bo min asuria. That, you know, as we're saying, all these three halachas we learned together is like one Shita. They're all Rabbi Shmuel. And he's saying it all because of one Svara. That Rabbi Shmuel said the oimer cannot come from Syria. In other words, the barley for the carbon oime has to dafka be grown in Eretz Yisrael. Kidaite goes according to Yeshita. The Yomar, that he says, Yotza Ketzir Oimer Shu Mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to cut off the Ketzir, it's a special mitzvah to cut off this ball L'shem Mitzvah Soimer. Yeah, there's a goes according to Shita, that, like, you have to cut it off only from Tfuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So, Mamonashach, on Shariah, the seventh year, there's an issue, you're not allowed to be cut, you're not allowed to cut off Tfuah, like, to act like it belongs to you. So, Behechrich, though, you're allowed to cut off the barley for the Oimer, because the Oimer has to be from barley grown in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you do the seventh year? There's also Mitzvah Oimer. So Behechrich, you're allowed to make a Ktsira on Shviyas. So the same way you're allowed to make the Ktsira on Shviyas, who would then you're allowed to make the Ktsira on Shabbos also? In other words, Ktsira Shel Mitzvah is not Bechlal this Iser, not to cut on Shviyas and not to cut on Shabbos. That's only Ktsira Shel Rishus. But a Ktsira Shel Mitzvah, just like the Hechra, it has to be done on Shviyas. The seventh year, when you bring the Korban Oimer, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, it could only be brought from pears grown in Eretz Yisrael, and in those pears there's Tam Nisak Ktsira, but L'Shem Mitzvah it's Mutter, who would then on Shabbos also it's Mutter. Morman Tano Shomrei Svichos B'Shviyas Neitlan Schar Metrumas Alishra. Who's the man in the Yom and now Mishnah that says that these Shomrei, these watchmen, that on Shviyas have to watch the barley to make sure it's left over to be used for the Korban Oimer, gets paid from the Trumas Alishra? Who's the go like? Rabbi Yishmael. It goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. And you have to watch it. If it could come from Syria, so you don't have to watch it, you don't have to pay the guy altogether. But since it has to only come from Eretz Yisrael, on Shviyas, the only way to get it by having somebody watching it, so you're allowed to pay him. It's in Kamei, it says here. But since it's called Tan, Shem Mitzvichim, Shem Mitzvichim, let's go to Trumas Alishcha. The Kasha, Hegdish. No, let's go next one. Right. Omri Ab Yaisi. Dear Vrei Hakal, he says, no, it could go according to everybody, our Mishnah. What's going to be in a case? Let's say you know this year in Syria, like a good story, there's no barley. So as in a case when good story, you know this year all the barley got ruined. So the only place in the world that you have barley growing is in Eretz Yisrael. So in such a year, Bezdin is going to have to make a watchman watch the barley here to make sure nobody uses it up, because you'll be left over for the Oimer. So in such a year, they get paid from Trumas Alishcha. Now for the more Mal She Yizra Betchila. What's going to be on the year of Shviyas? It comes out now, there's a mitzvah to bring the Oimer, and you have no barley growing in Eretz Yisrael. In whole Eretz Yisrael, no barley is growing this year at Shviyas. What the Shalom is, Mal She Yizra Betchila. Are you allowed to go down now and plant the barley in Eretz Yisrael in order to have the Korban Oimer? It's a good befrata, quote, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that you now have to bring barley from Eretz Yisrael. In the seventh year, in a case that nothing is growing, are you allowed to be over the Avera now of planting Shviyas? Planting in Shviyas is a mutter or not, but serve the Korban Oimer. As Rechiv Arad, Boyi Kumi Rabbi Mono, Loy nimtso kekoy metal eshirayim shenen echolim. He won't say a swar, it's no good, because of monoshach. Since you're not allowed to eat this wheat, this barley now, the barley that's grown on Shriyat that you planted, you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you want to say? You want to use it for the yoimer. Now the yoimer is like a mincha, that you have to take a kemitzer out of the yoimer, you put that on the mizbech, and the shirayim is edible. Here the shirayim left over is not edible, because I'm having Issa Shriyat on it. So anyway, you can't use that barley for the carbon oimer. Because the carbon oimer has to be, a carbon mincha has to be, you take a kemitza, you take a handful, and you start of the kemitza is that it's matzah the shirayim, the leftover is edible. But here, because of the yisra shriyas, you're not going to be able to eat the rest over them. Look, anyway, it's not a good carbon. Omele said, that's not a kasha. Omele, I tell you, nasek echamisha dvorim. It's like five things we have in the Gemara Psochim, shein boyim betumah. There are five type of carbonus tzibur. That the klal is, but tzibur is d'chuyya betumah. Even though the tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring a betumah. V'ein necholim betumah. But nothing there is allowed to be eaten betumah. The only thing you're allowed to eat betumah we had was the korban pesach. And the case that Rav Klaius was tomei, that you could bring the korban betumah, the answer didn't was you're even allowed to eat the korban betumah. But all other korbanos halacha is, you're not allowed to eat a betumah. So what's going to be now if the oimer is brought betumah? When the oimer is tomei, so you have a right, it's a carbon seed, you're allowed to bring a betumah, so you can make the kemitza, put it on the mizbeach, but the shirayim is not edible, because it's tomei. So you see, there are cases that even though you can't eat the shirayim, still the kemitza helps. Here also, even though this year you had to grow it on shvius, that you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, but so what? L'maisi, you bring the carbon oimer, so churi paskins, you're allowed to plant the wheat, the barley on shvius, in order to have to bring the carbon oimer. Merkates to the waisa. How do we do now? The Mishnah says the shomim, the watchman, gets paid from the Trumas HaLishcha. Is Noito Moyes Min HaShachoni. While the watchman Metchil is watching the wheat or the barley, he takes money from a Shachoni, from a regular exchanger, from a bank. He gets money. For Noito and the Koitrim. And we give it right away to the people that cut down, or the shomim, the people that watch it. Achela Yikra, Hoimer. Up until they're about to use, bring the carbon Hoimer. Or Mevia Moyes, now. When they have the carbon oimer already, the final barley, now mevi and mois metrumas alishcha, they take out money from the trumas alishcha, or mechal and olav. And the mechal now, this money from the trumas alishcha, they say, we'll mechal it. We'll let this barley now have a din kedusha, and the money goes out to chulin. So therefore, now that the money is chulin, the value of how much this barley is worth, that value goes to chulin, and that's the money we'll pay back to the shachoni. That's the way we do it. For the Gemara, but Toivas Kain, is that a good Eitza? And the Chur, the Kasher is, a mol, you'll have to pay the workmen more than what the final barley is worth. Like Lamashom, they're going to have to watch barley. How much they're going to have to watch? A lot of barley. They're going to have to clean a lot of barley. They're going to have to grind up a lot of barley. Because in order to bring the carbon oimer, you only need a little bit of barley, but it has to be pure barley. Like Avadi, you watched much more, and a lot of it gets thrown away, and only what you bring for the carbon oimer itself is the last purified barley. So Chura, what you have now, that's only worth $1. And all the work they did was worth $5. Because you have to put a lot of work into it to get this $1 worth of barley. So Chura, it's no good. Like they got paid already $5 for the work they did. And now if you want to be mechalal the money on the, of the Trumas HaLishcha, on the final product, the final Eimer, this barley, right before it's used, you'll be mechalal it now, it's not worth so much. So how could you pay them much more money? We don't pay them more money. We only let them take at the beginning as much as the barley will be worth at the end. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem, Rabbi Bo, Komashi Yitain, Hein Hein Dom of Mishor Rishoina. No, as much as the barley at the end, right now, B'shas the Korban Oimer is worth. It's only worth $1 right now. That's how much money the Shoimim of these workers could get. Enechnami, they don't get fully paid from the Trumas HaLishchan, because you can't be paid so much money. They only get paid the final product. Martonim learned the same thing. After Pischi Avonim, the people used to chop up the stones to build the Beis Hamikdash with it. Cain, Kate said away, so how did they get paid for their work? Noito Moyes Mushachoni. At the beginning when they started to work to cut the stones, to hack them out of the mountains, they used to get paid from Mushachoni from the exchanger. V'noisim l'choitzum l'sosim. They gave it to the people that hacked out the stones from the mountains, or l'sosim, the people used to chop it down to make it nice. Achela tinos nagabi edimus. Up until they were about to take this final stone and put it on the place in the Beis Hamikdash where they're going to use it. O Mishanist and Aladimus, when they're about to take this final stone to use for the Beis Hamikdash, now, Navy Moritz Matrumat Alishra. They took out the Hegdishtika money from the Trumat Alishra. And they were Machal, they said this money now, this Kodesh, should become Chulin, and this stone should become Kodesh instead of the money. For the Gemara, the same Kasha, but Toivus came to this a good Eitzah, the same Kasha. The guy has to work to hollow out 20 stones until he finally gets one stone to give over to the Beis Hamikdash. So he had to work 2 days, he's supposed to get $20 for that. And the final stone that's given over to the Beis Hamikdash is only worth $5. So how were you allowed to pay them $20? The final stone right now is only worth $5. See, if you're only going to be mechalo right now, the value of this stone on the Trumas Alishcha, how could he get paid so much? The same parents we talk about don't pay him so much. And the Gemara, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Ma Sheyitein, anything right now, the value of the stone is given over right now, Hein Hein Domehot, Mishor Rishoyna. That's how much money is going to get paid at the beginning. We talk about don't give you full wages, you only get, Lefi the Maskona, how much this stone will be worth, that's how much you get from the Trumas Alishcha. So the Mishnah. Poro,